Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day and another great proclamation by left-leaning media that the Republican Party is over, it's through, it's buried, it's destroyed. Trump hasn't even left Washington, D.C. We'll cover more about the plans and, of course, controversy about his departure from Washington. But there is a new piece with a lovely headline that says, the post-Trump GOP gutted. And it says, Republicans will emerge from the Trump era gutted, financially, institutionally, and structurally. We will talk about that, also talk about whether that actually holds up in terms of the final Gallup summary of polling ratings for President Trump and the level of approval that he still maintains before he leaves the White House, which will be tomorrow. Speaking about leaving the White House before tomorrow, I asked a question before that I didn't answer, but I was planning to answer. And so let me do it now just to take anybody who is still on the edge of your seat, just waiting to know what it is that is happening in the White House in terms of the switching of the beds. It is traditional, generally, whenever a new president comes in, they get a new bed. It's just a nice thing, I guess. It seems to me a kind of a waste of taxpayer money, but okay, they get a new bed. Now, it is not a situation where they have to take out all of the bedding, though I know they do. This has nothing to do with MyPillow. It's hard to imagine that Mike Lindell would come to the White House and offer a free MyPillow mattress topper and sheets and linens and pillowcases and pillows, of course, to the Bidens. I don't think that is likely to happen. But the reason that they are getting more and a different bed and a larger bed is because generally the tradition is the President of the United States and the First Lady sleep in different bedrooms. That has been the case with the vast majority of presidents and first ladies. And even for those, some of those who shared a bedroom, they had twin beds or something of that nature. The very first president, according to people who follow these things, to actually share a large bed with his wife was President George Herbert Walker Bush, believe it or not. Yeah, that's right. No, not Mary Todd and Abraham Lincoln, not Ronald and Nancy Reagan, certainly not Franklin Roosevelt and Eleanor. They had their bedrooms on the opposite ends of the White House. President Roosevelt had there was a bedroom for Missy LeHand, who was his secretary, his private secretary, that was next to his. But the First Lady was down the end of the hall. Bill and Hillary Clinton, no shared bedroom. Okay, then after George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush, may they rest in peace, then the second President Bush, when he took over the White House 8 years after his father left, after the Clinton interlude, George Herbert Walker Bush also had a bedroom and bed that he shared with Laura. And that's what the Bidens are doing. Melania has a separate bedroom. And actually, the president, being the generous soul that he is, he actually, the large bedroom that usually goes to the President of the United States, that's Melania's bedroom. And she just did her farewell video. His bedroom is a former study or den that is separate from it. But one of the reasons they're doing all this moving around of beds in there is because there is a different preference for the Bidens. And good for them. Again, Joe Biden was emotional this morning. And it's one of the reasons, I think, even for people who are in terror of what this Democratic government could do. And by the way, not without reason. I mean, some of the stuff that they're talking about an immediate $15 minimum wage everywhere. This is kind of problematic. But at the same time that you may be terrified of the Biden administration coming in, it's kind of tough to hate Joe Biden, at least it seems so to me. This was a very emotional president-elect speaking at his send-off from Delaware today. There are very, very few, actually none. There's no president who has ever lived or grown up so close to Washington, D.C. But here is Joe Biden at his Delaware send-off this morning. Listen. Clip 11.
I am proud, 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 proud to be a son of Delaware. And I am even more proud to be standing here doing this from the Major Bo Biden facility. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have one regret. He's not here because we should be introducing him as president. We have great opportunities. Delaware has taught us anything's possible. Anything's possible in this country. So God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
That was a president-elect, and yes, he was tearing up speaking about his son, Bo, who died of brain cancer at age 46 5 years ago. And what's fascinating to think about is a lot of people who know the Bidens say that it was because of Bo's illness and loss that Joe and Jill decided that he wouldn't run in 2016. And if he had run in 2016, he probably would have been the nominee instead of Hillary Clinton, it seems to me. But who knows? Meanwhile, there is this piece about the post-Trump GOP. Mitch McConnell spoke well on the Senate floor this morning. And they say over at Axios, the big picture, the losses for Republicans are stark and substantial. They lost their congressional power. Their two leaders, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, are hamstrung by corporate blacklisting of their election-denying members. The GOP brand is radioactive for a huge chunk of America. Well, the Democratic brand, too. The corporate bans on giving to the 147 House and Senate Republicans who voted against election certification are growing and virtually certain to hold. The RNC is a shell of its former self and run by a Trump loyalist. Democrats crushed them in fundraising when they were out of power. Imagine their edge when they have power. Sheldon Adelson, the party's biggest donor, and by far, died last Monday. The NRA is weaker than it has ever been, just declared bankruptcy and is reorganizing in Texas. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, once controlled by Rock Ridge Republicans, also gave to Democrats in 2020. And rank-and-file Republicans are now scattered on encrypted channels like Signal and fearful of big tech platforms. And what to watch, Axios writes, conservatives hold power in the courts and state legislatures, two foundational pieces to rebuilding their party. But they likely will face a raging internal war over policies and political leaders as they grapple with a post-Trump world, whenever that might be. I think that starts tomorrow, actually. And starts with the president's send-off. There's talk of another one of his children, not just his daughter-in-law, actually running for Senate. Where? How? We'll tell you about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Michael Medved show, talking about the idea that conservatives, Republicans are through, that the party is dead. It's when you actually look at Washington, D.C., and you look at what is going on right now with the Senate going ahead and beginning the committee hearings on approval of Joe Biden's key cabinet members, including Janet Yellen, who's going to be the new Secretary of Treasury. I don't think that there are any of his cabinet members that are going to, it's possible, it's always possible somebody could provoke some kind of confirmation fight. But this is pretty much exactly what you would expect from Joe Biden and the way that he campaigned. With all that going on, and with 50 U.S. senators who are Republicans, 50 who are Democrats, with a good chance of winning back Senate seats in Georgia and in Arizona next time. That's not in 6 years from now. That's 2 years from now. Because Mark Kelly, who won a narrow victory in Arizona over Senator Martha McSally, Mark Kelly is up for re-election 2 years from now. And if it ends up being a good year for Republicans, if Republicans get their lives together and stop arguing about Trump, and if Trump can maybe fade a little bit more into the background and handle some of his own challenges and problems, it would be entirely possible that they could find a strong candidate to oppose Raphael Warnock, the newly elected senator from Georgia, who will also be up for re-election. And particularly if Raphael Warnock goes off in a radical, far to the left of Joe Biden direction. And with a very close House, where the Republicans are set to do well in the House, they're set to do well by reapportionment because of the growth of Sunbelt states, the growth of seats in Republican states like Florida and Texas, and the loss of Democratic seats. Even California is going to be losing a seat. So the idea that the Republicans are dead, the people said this after 1964, when Barry Goldwater got wiped out in 1964, just got creamed. He lost 45 states. And at the same time that he lost 45 states, the Democrats gained almost three-quarters control of both the House and the Senate. It was just a complete nightmare. 4 years later, Republicans win it all. They did not win back control of the Congress, but they won the presidency under Richard Nixon. And then when Nixon ran for re-election, they won 49 states. So people who are predicting the end of the GOP are just wrong and historically extremely ill-informed. Now, I mentioned that there is talk today, and apparently there are a number of supporters and funders who have approached Ivanka Trump. And you may know that Ivanka and Jared, who are not going to be living in New York, they're going to be living not too far away from Dad, from former President Trump, in Florida. And there is a big push to try to get Ivanka Trump to run against Marco Rubio. I think that's a terrible idea. And again, it's going to be damaging for the whole Republican Party. One of the things that is necessary for the Republicans to regain control of the Senate is to hold all the Senate seats they have and to challenge Marco Rubio in a close state. The state of Florida was not won by President Trump in a landslide. He won by 3%, and which is more than he won by last time. But the idea that the party would benefit in some way by a primary battle, very expensive primary battle, between a popular Republican, conservative, and pro-Trump. Senator Rubio worked well with Trump. And the idea of trying to knock him out of the Senate is crazy. And then again, there's another factor, which is apparently Matt Gaetz also wants to run. He wants to challenge Rubio. Matt Gaetz is, to me, one of the least impressive members of Congress, and that's a terrible idea as well. Generally, this whole idea of the Republicans being dead, that idea is only true if Republicans continue fighting against each other. And it's not helpful. Steve Schmidt is a guy I've known forever. Steve Schmidt was a former chief of staff to Dick Cheney. He also ran the McGovern campaign. You can see him in that the TV movie that starred Julianne Moore as Sarah Palin. Steve Schmidt is a character in that movie. He has also become one of the leaders of the Lincoln Project, which does not wish well to the Republican Party. But Steve Schmidt spoke on MSNBC, and he had this to say about anyone involved in the Trump administration or in the Trump fight to try to allege election fraud where none really existed, not on a major scale. This is clip four. Listen.
They have poisoned democracy. The shame of the people around Trump who have participated in the shaping of the great American catastrophe over the last 4 years will be held to account. Will be held to account by the judgment of history, by the judgment of decent Americans. They'll be held to account by corporate America as they look for jobs, by corporate America as they seek donations. They will not write their history. We will write their history. And their shame will last forever. Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Mo Brooks, and too many more to mention. There will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness.
Okay. I mean, do you think this might be a little bit overstated? Certainly seems that way to me, and this is not a way for a healthy Republican Party to function. Now, Mo Brooks may have criminal liability because he is one of those congressmen who, at least according to allegations by people like Ali Alexander, he met with some of the demonstrators before and may have coordinated or tried to help them burst into the Capitol building. In which case, he should be removed from the House of Representatives of the United States, along with anybody else who did that. But, again, to talk about people like former Congressman Mark Meadows as the President's Chief of Staff, they should be remembered forever. There will be no forgetting. Actually, the Wall Street Journal had a very, very worthwhile, it seems to me, editorial, which talked about those people during the Trump administration who, as the headline says, did their jobs well. And yes, there were some people who did that. Who do they single out at the Journal for doing their jobs well? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, the last full day of his presidency, is giving his farewell address. Let's go to it directly. We'll play the beginning of it for you a little bit later. Here's the President.
We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens who all want our country to thrive and flourish and be very, very successful and good. We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. 4 years ago, I came to Washington as the only true outsider ever to win the presidency. I had not spent my career as a politician, but as a builder looking at open skylines and imagining infinite possibilities. I ran for president because I knew there were towering new summits for America just waiting to be scaled. I knew the potential for our nation was boundless as long as we put America first. So I left behind my former life and stepped into a very difficult arena, but an arena nevertheless with all sorts of potential if properly done. America had given me so much, and I wanted to give something back. Together with millions of hardworking patriots across this land, we built the greatest political movement in the history of our country. We also built the greatest economy in the history of the world. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation, and that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We passed the largest package of tax cuts and reforms in American history. We slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had ever done before. We fixed our broken trade deals. withdrew from the horrible Trans-Pacific Partnership and the impossible Paris Climate Accord, renegotiated the one-sided South Korea deal, and we replaced NAFTA with the groundbreaking USMCA, that's Mexico and Canada, a deal that's worked out very, very well. Also, and very importantly, we imposed historic and monumental tariffs on China, made a great new deal with China. But before the ink was even dry, we and the whole world got hit with the China virus. Our trade relationship was rapidly changing. Billions and billions of dollars were pouring into the U.S., but the virus forced us to go in a different direction. The whole world suffered, but America outperformed other countries economically because of our incredible economy and the economy that we built. Without the foundations and footings, it wouldn't have worked out this way. We wouldn't have some of the best numbers we've ever had. We also unlocked our energy resources and became the world's number one producer of oil and natural gas, by far. Powered by these policies, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, almost everyone. Income soared, wages boomed, the American dream was restored, and millions were lifted from poverty in just a few short years. It was a miracle. Stock markets set one record after another with 148 stock market highs during this short period of time and boosted the retirements and pensions of hardworking citizens all across our nation. 401ks are at a level they've never been at before. We've never seen numbers like we've seen, and that's before the pandemic and after the pandemic. We rebuilt the American manufacturing base, opened up thousands of new factories, and brought back the beautiful phrase, made in the USA. To make life better for working families, we doubled the child tax credit and signed the largest ever expansion of funding for child care and development. We joined with the private sector to secure commitments to train more than 16 million American workers for the jobs of tomorrow. When our nation was hit with the terrible pandemic, we produced not one, but two vaccines with record-breaking speed.
President
and
Trump
more will quickly follow.
Farewell remarks.
They said it couldn't be done, but we did it. They called it a medical miracle, and that's what they're calling it right now, a medical miracle. Another administration would have taken 3, 4, 5, maybe even up to 10 years to develop a vaccine. We did it in 9 months. We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all. When the virus took its brutal toll on the world's economy, we launched the fastest economic recovery our country has ever seen. We passed nearly $4 trillion in economic relief, saved or supported over 50 million jobs, and slashed the unemployment rate in half. These are numbers that our country has never seen before. We created choice and transparency in health care. Stood up to Big Pharma in so many ways, but especially in our effort to get favored nations clauses added, which will give us the lowest prescription drug prices anywhere in the world. We passed VA choice, VA accountability, right to try, and landmark criminal justice reform. We confirmed 3 new justices of the United States Supreme Court. We appointed nearly 300 federal judges to interpret our Constitution as written. For years, the American people pleaded with Washington to finally secure the nation's borders. I am pleased to say we answered that plea and achieved the most secure border in U.S. history. We have given our brave border agents and heroic ICE officers the tools they need to do their jobs better than they have ever done before, and to enforce our laws and keep America safe. We proudly leave the next administration with the strongest and most robust border security measures ever put into place. This includes historic agreements with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, along with more than 450 miles of powerful new wall. We restored American strength at home and American leadership abroad. The world respects us again. Please don't lose that respect. We reclaimed our sovereignty by standing up for America at the United Nations and withdrawing from the one-sided global deals that never served our interests. And NATO countries are now paying hundreds of billions of dollars more than when I arrived just a few years ago. It was very unfair. We were paying the cost for the world. Now the world is helping us. And perhaps most importantly of all, with nearly $3 trillion, we fully rebuilt the American military, all made in the USA. We launched the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years, the Space Force. And last spring, I stood at Kennedy Space Center in Florida and watched as American astronauts returned to space on American rockets for the first time in many, many years. We revitalized our alliances and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before.
It's President Trump delivering his farewell address. We will play both the conclusion of the address and the beginning of it. This is historic. It's important. It sounds awfully much like a campaign speech, doesn't it? We will get to the farewell address, saying farewell on the last full day of Trump's presidency. More coming up on the MedMed Show.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is a little bit complicated. The president is just wrapping up his farewell address. We will go back to him. It's not live, but this is the first airing of his farewell address. Here's the president.
With whom we disagree. That's not who we are. It will never be who we are. For nearly 250 years, in the face of every challenge, Americans have always summoned our unmatched courage, confidence, and fierce independence. These are the miraculous traits that once led millions of everyday citizens to set out across a wild continent and carve out a new life in the great West. It was the same profound love of our God-given freedom that willed our soldiers into battle and our astronauts into space. As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country. This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn. For the past 4 years, I have worked to do just that. From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family, I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free. Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. and our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
President Donald J. Trump from the White House in a tape-recorded speech. We didn't, because of commercial breaks, we didn't get the very first words of his speech, the opening few minutes. So I'd like to do that now, Jeremy, if we could. Just go back to the very opening of the president's farewell address. Listen.
Truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word. I'd like to begin by thanking just a few of the amazing people who made our remarkable journey possible. First, let me express my overwhelming gratitude for the love and support of our spectacular First Lady, Melania. Let me also share my deepest appreciation to my daughter, Ivanka, my son-in-law, Jared, and to Baron, Don, Eric, Tiffany, and Lara. You fill my world with light and with joy. I also want to thank Vice President Mike Pence, his wonderful wife, Karen, and the entire Pence family. Thank you as well to my Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, the dedicated members of the White House staff, and the Cabinet, and all of the incredible people across our administration who poured out their heart and soul to fight for America. I also want to take a moment to thank a truly exceptional group of people, the United States Secret Service. My family and I will forever be in your debt. My profound gratitude as well to everyone in the White House military office, the teams of Marine One and Air Force One, every member of the armed forces, and state and local law enforcement all across our country. Most of all, I want to thank the American people. To serve as your president has been an honor beyond description. Thank you for this extraordinary privilege, and that's what it is, a great privilege and a great honor. We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens.
Okay, and that's where we came in. The only part we missed was where he was completing his talk about his achievements. He mentioned very proudly the Space Force. He mentioned the Abraham Accords that he had achieved in the Middle East, which no one had expected, and that's true. He spoke about moving the capital to Jerusalem. He spoke about recognizing Israeli sovereignty on the Golan Heights. He spoke, and I believe you heard that part, about his achievements in getting the NATO nations to do something they had begun doing, but they did much more dramatically under President Trump, which is to up the spending that they made on their own defense budgets. And he spoke about his successes in trade and many, many other things, including the right to try legislation that he's very proud of that allows people to engage in unapproved, previously unapproved medical procedures if they are in dire need and there might be some hope of success. Look, altogether, what's striking to me is he extended his best wishes. He still can't bring himself to mention the phrase President-elect Biden or to mention Biden's name at all. But clearly, the president is still smarting. Defeat hurts. One of the things that is really just too bad is that in a speech like this, to think about people and there really are a lot of us who have heard about the achievements with the greatest tax reform in American history, the biggest tax reform, biggest tax cuts in American history. They weren't. And have heard about the greatest economy in the history of the world. Well, by what measure? It isn't. It was great. And it's, but again, I don't want to fact check the president in his farewell speech. And none of that is really appropriate. It's also appropriate that he thanked his last chief of staff of his, I believe it's five chiefs of staff. And the Wall Street Journal, I was just getting ready to do this when the president dropped his farewell address, and we'll deal with some of the reaction to it, which will be coming in by the last hour of our show. The Wall Street Journal writes today in their lead editorial, and this is from the editors of the journal, as the Trump administration ends in the disgrace of the Capitol riot, an effort is already underway to erase everything in the last 4 years as disgraceful, too. That's a lie, a big lie, to borrow from the cliche of the moment. Donald Trump's profound character flaws need to be separated from what so many people in his administration accomplished for the country. And then they list them. And these are the people that the Wall Street Journal mentions. Larry Kudlow, Kevin Hassett, Casey Mulligan, Gary Cohn, his chief economic advisors. This wasn't a continuation of the Obama economy, the journal makes clear, which was losing steam in its final years. Growth accelerated after the GOP-Trump policy mix of tax reform, deregulation, and an end to business harassment. That's entirely true. The Biden administration ought to take note. They mention Naomi Rao, Mick Mulvaney, Russ Vaught, Scott Gottlieb, Elaine Chao, and the deregulators, and more. We will go to that. We will deal with, what about Bill Barr? Yes, he gets mentioned by the Wall Street Journal. And the information about an apparent confrontation between Bill Barr and the outgoing president, and those pardons that Trump is getting ready to unleash today. We'll cover it all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.